Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get down, roll with the hardcore funk, the hardcore sound. Let's get with this Macadocious funk material, so simple. When I rock with the instrumental, who am I?
Indeed, the Green Eyed Bandit.
Control my career so I can never get stranded. But the rest are getting brand new, being changed up their style. From jeans to suits and thinking about a pop record. Something made for the station, for a whole new relation. Shift of a new type of scene to go platinum and clock mad green. A.K.A. a sellout, the rap definition. Get off that boy, change your mission. Come back around the block. Pump color me bad to the TikTok. Let them know your logo, not a black thing. My background thing, my background thing for the crossover. Era's out of control, brother selling his soul will go gold. Going, going, gone, another rapper stole. Go. To pop and R&B, not the MD. I'm strictly hip-hop, I flick the kicker free. Funk mode, yeah kid, that's how the squad rolls. I know your head is bobbing, cause the neck knows.
Like other rappers,
fronting on their fans, they ill, trying to chill. Saying damn, it'd be great to sell a mill. That's when the mind switch to the pop tip.
Cause you're gonna be large.
Yeah right, that's what the company kicks. Forget the black crowd, you're whack now. In a zoot suit, fronting black, looking mad foul. I speak for the hardcore.
Rugged and raw.
I'm out of here, catch me chilling on my next tour. From the U.S. to the White Cliffs to Dover. Strictly underground funk, keep the crossover.
Keep the crossover. What's up, what's up? DMV Detail bringing you. And y'all, I titled this show Thuggin' Out Thursday. It's the Thuggin' Out Thursday edition of Tales Corner. You're talking about, yeah, that means now we still got to remember the FCC and all those people. So certain languages and words we can't use. But for the most part, we get ready to go how we want it to go. You're talking about, yeah. Y'all know the words that's on the list that can't be used. I'm going to tell y'all, last night I watched the Celtic and Milwaukee Bucks play, and if we was on the air at that particular point in time, trust, we would have gotten put off because of some of the things that I was screaming, some of the expletives that I was letting loose, because that game was all of it, plus a three-piece wing special from Turkish fried chicken. Nah, I'm going to say KFC. Nah, I'm going to say Popeyes. Yeah, I thought about Popeyes got them new wings, y'all. Them Jones off the chain. But anyway, hey, speaking of Popeyes, man, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that. That's too crazy. We ain't going to do that to the show straight off the break. I want everyone to know, I thank you guys for your prayers, your kind words, and everything you did to for your boy, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful 12-hour shift on yesterday at work. I thought that I was going to be tired and ready to go home and blah, 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 but it went cool. It went cool. So thanks to my real folks who sent that word up for your boy and got me through that situation. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, buddy. Y'all know I am slowly but surely becoming a TikTok head, you know? And I'll be the first to say, because of the way that they are trying to ban TikTok, it made me more interested and to take a look at it and see exactly what's going on with it. And, man, that joint funny, man. I'm sorry, y'all. That joint is funny to me. Some of the video clips are a little vulgar, I'll say. But for the most part, it's funny, y'all. Excuse me, man. Excuse me. I just can't get enough of it. I love it. I love it. Can't get enough of it. One of my old high school football sayings, you know, after you make a good tackle, I love it. I love it. Can't get enough of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. I want to thank you guys in advance calling in the Kale's Corner, making my day. You know what I mean? We're going to get into some heavy sports here today, man. We're going to talk. We're going to discuss the MLB spring training and take a look at some records of the spring training. I know it doesn't mean anything, but to me, a strong start is a strong finish. So we're going to take a look at that, barring injuries or anything crazy like that, you know, usually. A strong start rounds down to a strong finish. But we're going to take a look at this opening day game between the Dodgers and the Padres in Seoul, Korea. And I'm going to just say this, y'all. That boy Ohtani, goodness gracious, what can't he do? I'm serious. Pitch, hit, run, bases, steal, you name it, he's claiming it. I'm serious. That young man has a great game. All right, we're going to take a look at the March Madness. You know, it all has begun, y'all. You know, how is your bracket holding up? Y'all know my bracket already torn to pieces because Howard lost, and I should have known better than to pick Howard, but everybody that knows me know I'm the hometown dude. You know what I mean? I'm a roll with my own team all the time. So, you know, but Howard got put out. Tuesday night, excuse me. So, you know, yeah, I'm out. So how is y'all bracket holding up? We're going to jump into some NBA action with the regular season winding down. Who's your favorite to win it all? Has your thoughts changed any with the last few games that we have seen in the NBA? In the NBA, man, them daggone Boston Celtics, man, They strong now, and they look good now, but will they hold on? That is yet to be seen. NFL potentials, college kids going into the draft and their pro days. Khalid Williams showed to me why he's the number one pick. Without a doubt. And you know, I'm going to get into some of the comments that have been made about him regarding his pro day on yesterday. And all I'm going to say to certain people, shame on you. Shame on you because you're holding this young man by a standard that no other quarterback going through their pro days have been held to. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that and talk about that. And any other players that you might find most interesting in this pro day pre-draft exhibition. All right. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real. Is our only real. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You join the conversation on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 5 p.m. to 7 Eastern time, you know? Hey, listen. We got a lot to talk about, y'all, so I ain't going to run my mouth like I normally do. We're going to take a quick time out break for the calls, and we'll be right back. So during this time, go get your cigarette, right or left-hand cigarette. Those who know. Get your juice, your drink, whatever it takes to get through this 2 hours. Let's do that together, all right? All right, we'll be right back.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme in graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my...
Hey, I ain't no joke. I had to play that one. Cause your boy ain't no joke. Real talk. All right, MLB spring training. Let's get it. Hey man, today the Royals and the White Sox played at 4:05. The Cubs, hey Ted, they got both of your teams playing today, the Cubs and the Sox. Man, the Nationals got the W beat off of them by the Cardinals 13-4. Phillies yesterday lost to the Orioles 13-4. The Yankees beat the Pirates 12-0 yesterday. The Royals and the Angels tied at 8-8. Now today's game, the Rays beat the Phillies 6-5, and the Mets beat the Tigers 10-5. The Twins have lost to the Nationals 9-8. Way to go, Nats. The Houston Astros beat the Cardinals 9-1. The Braves beat the Yankees 5-2. And the Guardians and the Royals are in the bottom of the third. Guardians leading 2-0. White Sox and Royals in the bottom of the... Hold on, y'all. That's today. What is this one there? I know they don't have more than one Royals team. Well, they got the White Sox and the Royals playing. Well, we gonna just skip that one, y'all. But the score is 1-3. Royals up in the bottom of the third. The Cubs and the Rockies. Rockies up 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. And the rest of the games for today have not started. I wanted to take a moment to last year's baseball here on Tales Corner was so exciting and so interesting to me that I want us to have a similar season. I know it's a long time, 7 months. I get it. But if we jump on it now, we'll be with it once spring training is over and the regular season starts. And like I told you guys, I'm now working right across the street from that stadium, the ballpark. So every day, I find myself at lunchtime, taking a walk near the stadium, and I can't wait. I can't wait till the fellas and I and the family and I get a chance to go to a game this year. I cannot wait. Let's go to the phones. I'm gonna let family come in first. What's up, Rob? How you feeling, cuz?
Feeling great, cuz. I'm feeling great. Go Dodgers.
That's what's up. Go Dodgers, boy. Now, let me ask you this. Because, see, for those that don't know, a little quick backstory, cuz and I and my brother go at it all the time because he is a Miami Dolphins fan. And you know, we're Washington fans. So we go back and forth all the time. He's down in South Carolina, right, cuz?
Right.
Yeah, he's down in South Carolina. Hey, let me say this too, man. I love that grandbaby, man. He's a cool little dude. Hey, you can tell they're going to be cool when they take cool pictures as a baby. I'm trying to tell you. So he's a cool little dude. But baseball. Okay, so you're a Dodgers fan. Did you get a chance to see the Dodgers and the Padres play? When was it?
Yes,
yesterday.
And yesterday. My only problem with the Dodgers so far is Ohtani. He's trying too much. Mookie was hot this morning. Mookie was hot. And he came up three times with runs in scoring position, and he choked. I can't stand number two hitter choking. $700 million, he's full breath.
Yeah. I mean, you know, baseball is a fickle lover, man. Baseball is a fickle lover, and we've witnessed with the Yankees, you know, people, and I ain't going to say no names, but guys with them Yankees that we expected to do something and be something. They just let the Yankees down, man, several times. So baseball is 162 games. It's 162 games. So I think Mookie will be all right. Trust. Mookie will be all right. Just look at his history. And more times up the bat, Mookie was that dude than he failed and let his teammates down. So, and his fans. So, one game is one game. Right now, the Padres are 1-1. The Dodgers are 1-1. So, you know, hey, to the victor go all the spoils. You know, to the victor go all the spoils. And yesterday, after a 5-2. Dodger win today, I don't know. It really looked like everybody's bat woke up today. What was the score? Dodgers 11, Padres 13 or something like that. You know, and I'm like, damn, where did all that offense come from? You know, where did these dudes find all that offense today? And yesterday it seemed like they couldn't find any. But, hey, like I said, that's baseball. Some days they do, some days they don't. Just that simple. So, do you like other than the Ohtani pressing and Mookie not really showing up today? Do you like what you see so far with your Dodger team?
No, pitching staff.
No,
pitching. We got nope. Our pitching staff is terrible. Terrible. I can go ahead and pitch for them.
Okay. Wow. Just say he can go pitch. I get it. All right, let's bring in another. You crazy, cuz. Let's bring in another caller. My boy Lou from Jersey. What's up, Jersey?
Okay.
We all crossed the map, the globe today. Let's go, Lou. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get a chance to see the game, but I did find the final score was 15-11. And Mookie Betts had quite a day.
Okay. Well, yeah, why do you say?
Well, he
I'm
was
sorry,
one short of the cycle. All he was do is missing a triple.
Oh.
And,
oh, wow.
And he got the first home run of the major league season. There were no home runs yesterday, so he is credited with the first official home run of the new baseball season.
Okay. That's what's up. Wait, see? See what I tell you, cuz? Just be patient. Just be patient with him. Mookie will show you.
Of course, there's been a lot of other complaints, though, in this series. I mean, Otani's interpreter is in a hot mess right now. They even issued a bomb threat to Otani. So this series has not gone without some of the strong problems, though. Oof.
You mean in Seoul, a bomb threat has been issued? Wow.
For Otani,
wow.
And a few other players.
What are they mad about? They wanted him to stay in Korea or
probably.
I mean, wow. And that really bothers me, man. You know,
yeah.
if a player can go somewhere else and that other team or country is willing to give that player his value, his true worth, let the man go. Let the man go. I mean, you know, we all know that when it comes to sports and athletes, some sports put more emphasis on certain players and games and different sports than others. You know, like soccer players don't make what they make in other countries, but I mean, when a soccer game is here, nobody sends out a death threat, bomb threats, and all that crazy mess. No, we don't do that.
Well,
we don't do that
yeah,
at all.
I have the story here right now that Otani was issued with a bomb threat, as well as several other players. They said nothing was dangerous or suspicious that was found yet, but it's still under investigation, and I think it's gonna be a while before they figure out, you know, what happened.
Right.
Yeah. I'll explain this more in detail on Saturday's show. So hopefully you give a call, you might be interested in this.
Okay. I pray for these guys' safety. And nothing, you know, crazy like that goes on. I hope it's just a threat, nothing more.
Well, a threat's bad enough.
Yeah, a threat is bad enough. A threat is bad enough, and you have to take heed to the threat. You can't just ignore it. So, you know, hopefully it's just words. Hopefully it's just words, because I'm, you know, that is a huge fear of mine. When the USA basketball team used to play in the Olympics and they had to go to other states and play, it truly, because we gotta realize when the United States started allowing true athletes, our grown men, to go, I mean, if something like that was to actually happen, the majority of our talent is gone. The majority of our entertainment would have been gone. So that was always something I you know, thought about when those guys would take competition overseas. You know, and I've been overseas, so I know how the police and security take their job over there. They take it just as serious as we do. And I had to come to the realization that the same thing that can happen there can happen here as well, you know. But I'm just glad that during the Olympic celebration, nothing like that transpired, you know. Nothing like that went on. No bombs and all that. Everything that was said was basically just a threat. All right, let's move on. Good convo, Lou. Kirby, you with me?
Yeah, I'm chasing a 2-year-old around here. I'm babysitting. So if she gets loud, I'll mute myself.
You call this show.
she's into everything, pots and pans, refrigerator.
That's baby for you. Hey, nothing in this world keeps us young like babies. You know what I'm saying? They keep you on your toes, man. They keep you on your toes.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about this Dodgers and Padres game? Did you get a chance to look at it, or did you hear anything about what Lou was just saying about the bomb threats and everything?
No, I think it's a shame about the bomb threat. You know, that's just I've always tried to be a good sport. Try not to do any, break any rules. You know, hit somebody out of bounds or anything like that. You know, spare them in the back of the helmet, stuff like that. You know, I've always had a deep respect for sportsmanship. You know, they out there, playing ball too. You know, baseball really close to my heart since I was a kid. Then I got into track and football and stuff like that, and I kind of dropped the baseball. Kind of, you know, I was a big fan of baseball back in the 50s. You know, with Dick Mantle and all that. I was a big Yankee fan back then.
Yeah.
Roger Maris, Yogi Berra, all that. But I like to listen to you and Lou and the other guys kind of catch up with what's happening. You know, I've been living in Texas like forever. You know, I kind of follow the Texas teams, you know, Houston or Texas Rangers or something, you know.
Right. That's what's up. Okay, look, let's go to the only man on this show who has two baseball teams from his own town. What's up, Brother Ted? What it do?
Hey, what's going on, Kel's Point of Family? What's going on, Lou? What's going on, Kirby? And I think Brother Davis, what he said earlier, came on. I'm not sure the other brother, but hey, how y'all doing?
That's Cousin Rob from South Carolina.
Well, I'm sorry.
Cousin Rob.
How you doing, Brother Rob? Cousin Rob from South Carolina. How you doing, brother? I'm sorry for getting your name wrong. Man, you be going with baseball. It's too early, man, to be even worried about some team or, you know, getting down on your team for a loss. You know what I'm saying? It's just way too early. Like you say, how many games it is? 169, 60-something now?
162.
Okay, cut it down from 180-something. It used to be 180-something then, right? They cut it down, you know. They cut everything down, as we know. Pardon me, Lou?
It used to be 154, but then they expanded it.
Oh, they expanded instead of decreased. Okay, there you go. Thank you, aficionado. Thank you so much, sir. And so, but I know bottom line, it's a lot of games. Okay, so, so you know, I'm just waiting to, let's get to the halfway point. Let's get to 20 games in the season. Let's get to, 30 games in the season before people get to really panic in or go ahead.
Well, actually, I don't really start thinking much until I say about the 50-game mark when you get past Memorial Day. Then I think you get a clear understanding of where your season is heading. I mean, nobody would pay attention to the first month of the season anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
there you go. And you know, Kel, I said that I'm going to go to some baseball games also. Like you say, it's, nice weather, man, and it's right off that water, and you see more boats and stuff, and they're fixing up that area big time and stuff. So, I'll do that in the nice weather and stuff, but I ain't going to do it in no cold because you got to sit 4 hours, so – I'd be cool, as long as I am not up in the nosebleed seat, because, I get paranoid being up high like that, Jack. So, I well, now, since I had to fall. you know. And I know when a time I went to the Sox game, speaking to one of my teams, cause, you know, I've been to a Cubs game back in 1970-something when I was little, you know, so I was going to play the Cincinnati Reds and stuff. And so, but I was around about 77 to 76, around that time. And so also I went to the Sox game, you know, but man, with the new stadium, man, I was up in the nosebleed seats, man. I was holding on to the rails and holding on to the concrete stairs as I'm going up the stairs. That's how steep it was, you know, and
right.
Sitting down. And I, you know how people jump up and they, man, I was not jumping up in that seat. I'm just sitting down and holding on and that's it. You know, that's how steep it was, you know, so. But
excuse me, Kay. Let me say.
No, go ahead. You're good. You're great.
Net, first of all, I 100% agree with you on how that stadium looks. That area, that whole area is beautiful. Sometimes on my lunchtime stroll or walk around, I just look at the improvements that they've made to that whole southeast southwest area. It's beautiful. Both sides of South Capitol Street look good, number one. Number two, the one thing I'll say about Net Stadium, even when you are around the top of the stadium, it's areas that you can go to and watch the game where it feels like you're right down on the field. It doesn't feel like you're high up because I'm, you know me, you know, Brother Ted was getting on me yesterday calling me a scary cat because I had another run-in with a rat yesterday. But I'm trying to tell y'all, heights, rats and heights. That's another one of my faux pas. Don't want to mess with it. So I dig what you're saying. You know, Pops and I went to a game one time, and I was just like you, holding the rails, going up, and Pops was like, "Son, it's not that high." I'm like, "Man, it's high enough to fall." So. I ain't excited about being up there. Go ahead,
Ted. Let me share this story. Remember we was working on RFK Stadium on them lights up on top of the dome?
Yep.
the mini dome?
Yeah, when the Nets first came to the city, Gordon and Mack Electric had the contract, well, part of the contract, to replace all the lights at the top of the stadium. And we sat up there and
no, we was at RFK. We was at RFK Stadium.
Yeah. That's where the Nets played at when they first came to DC.
They did?
They played.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
They played.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we were up there putting those
lights in. I didn't know the reason. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the reason. Yeah. I just know it was a beautiful view and it was high. And I was like, okay, I ain't trying to slip down this little slope or nothing like that.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But one more thing I like to share. You know one thing? Okay, because the Cubs, now, they done built it where people can see it from their rooftop, you know, so the Cubs
right.
get a commission from that. You know, and I just thought about the rooftop. You know, they got them high rises around the stadium, but you can't really see. You know, they cut it off where you can't see from really no view. I don't think. You know, what I see, you can't see. So I thought they should have made it if higher. You know, at least they especially their penthouse or so. You know, or even especially the roof deck, to where they can have charge a fee and have people be on their roof deck.
Right.
You know,
well,
and
when the Nets played in 2007 for the championship, there were people on the roofs of the buildings. Like you said, I don't know exactly how their view was from the top of the building, but they did have people up there
right.
standing around watching. So, yeah.
Right, that, exactly.
I'm
sure.
Man, that was a great time in the city, man. That was a great. It felt like back in the day when our football team was getting it done, you know, and everywhere you look, it was Nats gear. Everywhere you look. All right, let's take another call. If I'm not mistaken, is this Miss Lou? Is this Mrs. Lou?
Very funny.
3893, who you be?
That's Diane.
Hey, Diane, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
There we go.
I'm great. I'm great. Are you keeping Lou in control? You watching over my brother for me?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes, he
is. That's what's up. That is what's up. Long time no hear from. I hope everything has been going well. I hope everything has been going well with you.
Everything's fine.
Great, great, great. We're talking baseball. Who is your team?
The Yankees.
But hey, listen.
Okay.
You get the Price is Right. Failure song. Bum, 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 bum. I'm tired of Yankees fans.
Is there a correct answer?
No.
Well,
okay.
You can say Nats if you want to. The host will be your best friend if you say Nationals, the Washington Nationals. You know, I can go along with that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's up. So great to hear from you. And Lou, I hope you're treating your woman as special as she is, bro. For real.
That's my girl.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Okay, guys, great conversation. We got to move along. And you know, real quick, that Padres and Dodgers game was an actual game. That I don't know how they've made the preseason a real game or count as a real game, but they did. So right now, the Padres and the Dodgers record are 1-1 because they've started their series that counts in the season. So they're 1-1 right now. And hey, one of 164. So they got 163 more to go. You know? Oh no, they played two games. So they have 162 more to go. All right. So we will keep them stay on top of that. All right, we're gonna take a quick one. What I want, guys. That's what I want. Let me bring it back to DC a minute, just a minute. All right, and when we come back, March Madness, man. Like I say, my bracket ain't number toilet paper right now, y'all. We'll be right back.
Three in the morning, the pancake house. Come on. Four in the morning, we'll be rolling to my house. What? Five in the morning, the lights go out. Six in the morning, you can hear us start to shout. Seven in the morning, she'll be calling the cab. Eight in the morning, talking about the bushy head. Nine in the morning, then she just getting home. Talking about the overnight scenario. Scenario. Three in the morning.
DC's finest rare essence. All right, y'all. March Madness, man. Hey, listen. Why didn't my Kale's Corner family tell me, Kale, Howard isn't that strong, man. Don't pick Howard. Because after that game, I just said, man, well, they had a better record than the Wizards have right now, and they were able to at least make it. They didn't make the dance, but they made March Madness. So shout out, kudos to those guys, and thank you for ripping my bracket all the way up like y'all did. You
know, well,
it is what it is. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lou. I knew it was going to, I knew either Lou or
well,
Ted
look, I mean,
were going to come.
Somebody's bracket's going to be busted the first day anyway.
What'd you say, Lou?
You know, somebody's bracket's going to be busted the first day anyway. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of humongous upsets yet, but, you know, there has been a few because, like, BYU lost to Duquesne earlier. And that, so far, that's been the only real upset. Although that game could win either way.
Well, number 9, Michigan State over number 8, Mississippi State, 69-51. That's sort of an upset.
8 and 9 are pretty much even either way, so I don't really count that as an upset because those seasons go either direction. And I expect that from 8 and 9 seeds. I expect that.
Okay. Well, whoever had Creighton, they still alive because Creighton beat number 14 Akron 77-60. And then
Creighton.
there's a host of games. Well, Arizona number 2 beat number 15 Long Beach State 85-65. But North Carolina, Illinois, South Carolina, Dayton, Texas, Kentucky, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Tennessee, Texas Tech, Kansas, and Washington State. Their games are coming up. Carolina and Wagner are in process right now. Illinois and Moorhead are in progress right now. And South Carolina and Oregon are in process right now. So, you know, it's some good college matches going on right now as we speak. So, you know, hey, if you love basketball, this is your time of year. Seriously,
this is prime time.
This is the prime time, like Lou just said. Exactly. You can't get enough, and I, for one, love March Madness, and the reason I love it is because it gives me a chance to see young superstars before the money and all that other stuff takes over, and then they start making, to me, more business decisions than actual basketball decisions, you know. So, you know, I like watching them young guys now at this particular point in time because they're really, really putting their heart into it. Not saying that they don't once they turn pro, but so when it comes to it, we've watched pro games where we were like, okay, this Bama made a business decision. He didn't really want to check him, or he didn't really want to get involved with that dude. So, you know, he went on and played that Ole, we call it, defense. Just going by. Right now, Oregon is up 57-43 over South Carolina, and they're coming out of the half.
Yay, Oregon!
You say what?
Uh-huh. You like Oregon?
Oregon? Okay, yeah. Oregon is a team that, one of those teams that can pretty much sneak up on you, man. The moment you fall asleep on Oregon, you've just about given them the advantage.
Hello? Yeah. What's up?
I like, go ahead, Ted. Come on in.
No, I was just, you know, I'm back. I'm, my wife was on there. She just bored. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, what was the topic, man? I'm sorry. I know NCAA. I know we was talking about that. Well, my thing, Illinois won, so you know we won, and I picked Illinois to go all the way. And I did pick Mississippi State to beat Michigan State. I don't know why, because Tom Izzo is a tough coach, and he always has his team prepared, no matter what their record is, you know. And they always have a tough schedule, you know. The Big Ten is tough and stuff, and then he played out of conference tough schedules. So, like I said, his team is always prepared, and the pressure is never too big for them. And so I made a mistake on that already, as far as, because I filled my bracket out electronically on my phone and I sent it in, but I didn't fill it out on paper. So I'm going to fill one out, try to do the best that I did, just going to pick what I picked, but then I'm also going to pick what the winners that they got so far. So I have to make a copy of I'm going to make a copy of several brackets.
There you go. Hey, listen, for real, that's the only way you can win with this March Madness. You know, you got to stay each day you got to make a new bracket, because what you expected is not what happened all the time. So,
yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Right, I'm going to keep one definitely clear to mark as it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Keep a couple of them.
Right, it'd be buzzer beaters, man. And it, you know, like I say, March is the correct name, March Madness, for sure.
Yeah. That's what I say. Kirby, you with me, Kirk? All right, Kirby dealing with the grandkids.
Yeah, I was on mute because of the kids.
You're right. Hey, y'all, it look like South Carolina ain't playing, man. They starting to hit them threes. It's 48-59. Oregon's still up. So, and they're playing defense. They're playing trapping defense, real defense. That's a good thing.
How Duke and North Carolina doing? Wake Forest and somebody.
Well, they haven't played yet. They haven't played yet. North Carolina is playing right now on CBS. And Illinois is playing Morehead State on True TV, and South Carolina playing Oregon on TNT.
Yeah.
Well, Illinois won. We done finished our game. We took care of business.
Okay.
Like I said.
Yeah, but I mean, who picked Morehead State over y'all? I wouldn't have picked that one at all. You know. I wouldn't have picked that one at all. Illinois is a longer and stronger team than Morehead State. And let's be honest, the NCAA March Madness tournament is the only time we'll see a team like McNeese playing Gonzaga. You know, not to put McNeese down, but I mean, we pretty much know Gonzaga is a stronger team. You say what?
Where is McNeese?
Who knows? who knows? I don't know exactly where McNeese is, but they're one of them teams that you only hear about during the tournament. You don't hear about them at all. You know, Sanford, we all hear about Sanford, you know. St. Peter's, where are they playing from? You know, and they got Tennessee coming up tonight at 9:20 on TNT, you know. What were you saying?
I think St. Peter's in New Jersey.
Okay. That's cool. That is cool. Y'all forgive me. I'm scrolling as we talk, trying to sign these games. Hey, cuz. You still with me, cuz?
Yeah, I'm still with you, cuz.
All right, so who is your bracket still in order, or you kind of like the rest of us?
My playing game killed my bracket.
Oh wow! And who was that?
I went with who got upset last night. Who got upset? Oh, what team got upset? Virginia, the other night, Virginia and Mickey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I should never take a team from DC.
I was just about to say it seemed like all the teams out of this DMV area were upset yesterday. So, you know, hey man. I ain't gonna charge it to your heart. I'm gonna charge it to your head. You made a pick that you thought was gonna win for you, but yeah, as we see, you got a little bit of that DMV luck on you as well. So I don't know what's going on with us in basketball in this area, man. But yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. So who do you have as a favorite? And let me say this, guys and ladies. UConn is a
powerhouse.
It's not a solid bet to me, UConn, because I'm expecting, as well as all the basketball pundits, expecting UConn to just breeze through. Now, what if and when UConn gets upset, yeah, that's going to be something to talk about seriously, because everyone is picking UConn to take it all, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, I know the reason. Last year they were champions, so and they're coming back with a strong team as they had last year. So yeah, it's kind of easy to put your money on UConn. Seriously, again, my main purpose of watching the tournament is, I like to see these young men as young stars when they really have a chance to put things together and become professionals. I like to see the development process. I'm one of them guys that reads the whole book. The editor, the writer, and all. I want to see it all. So when I discuss the what has happened or what is going on, then I could take it from the very beginning, you know, with a lot of these players. So, you know, and thanks to my brother, I'm getting into the women's game more, you know. I still think Iowa will take it this year, but you know,
go Iowa,
exactly. I like that young girl, Kelly. I know her name is not Clarkson.
Taylor Clark.
Caitlin Clark, exactly. Caitlin Clark. I like that young girl. You know, I like her game. I like the way she plays. And even better than that, I like the way she defused all of the debacle and the craziness last year when the young girl made their money sign to her and you know, basically teased Caitlin, Caitlin Clark the same way that Caitlin was teasing her. So I like the way that she handled that situation and really jumped in there and told people, you know, don't do that. You know, that young girl had every right to celebrate like she was. So that was a good thing to me. That was a good thing to me. And it yeah. showed not just sportsmanship, but maturity as well. And I believe in my heart of hearts, she knew that they would have another chance this year. So, you know, actually all season in college ball, she's been playing for this moment. So, you know, good luck to them. And, you know, I would love to see them come and actually finish what they started, you know, before these young ladies move on to the WNBA or whatever their career
yeah.
needs to. You know, like I said on Tuesday, it's a doggone shame that these young girls have to leave the country just to display their talents, because
yeah.
the United States doesn't really have the host of female basketball, and I think they should. I really believe that they should. You know,
well, when the WNBA was created, so we'll give you know more U.S. women, you know, the chance to stay in the country and play here.
Well, they got a little league that they trying to do that they got going on now, and I want to say is amateur basketball league and stuff, and you know like Natasha Cloud and stuff, and that girl from Oregon, she plays with Dallas, I think. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, like they might, you know, be the captains of the teams and stuff, and everything. So that's what they plan during off season as yeah. now. But then you got the NBA when the WNBA when they start, you know. But like I agree, and I've been saying they should have more teams. And like Mikhail be saying that every NBA team should have a WNBA team representing them.
Right.
And I don't understand, and I think it's a travesty that Houston, is, of all teams, don't have a WNBA team, because they was the first ones who won the first four championships in the WA, you know, and they don't have a team to this day. So that's crazy. So I think whoever the commissioner in NBA should make it mandatory that they should add each team should have a WNBA team and stuff, and then they should have more exposure.
On that note, I'm just reminding you that my show is on Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show. We'll handle everything in the world of sports, well, almost everything, I should say. Number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662. It's going to be a big show. We're going to cover the men's and women's tournament. We'll recap the opening series in Major League Baseball, do a little spring training, NBA and NHL, and maybe cover a little PGA golf. And we're going to preview that new football league that you call the UFL.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's 4-6 Eastern. So, you know, I hope I can hear from you guys.
All right, Lou. Great.
Brother
Workdale. Yes, sir. Sure enough, Will.
All right, thanks.
All right.
All right, Lou. Take care. And Lou's queen, take care. Y'all have a great evening and a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, Lou's gone, guys. But I'm going to say this. I'm with you 100%. But I'm only going to make a little change in that, Ted. I think if your city can afford a female team, yes, you should be. It should be mandatory if your team can't afford it. Now, let's say a team like the Jazz. You know, Utah Jazz may not have enough to sponsor a female team as well as the male team. But when you start talking about areas like Dallas and D.C. and all of those areas like that, yeah, man, they should mandatorily have a female team. Go ahead, Ted.
But I hear what you're saying for the area, but the area doesn't own the team. The owner owns the team, and the owners are billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like Green Bay situation, whereas the town, in a sense, you know, have stake and stock in the team. You know,
right.
Like I say, the owner owns the team, and the commission, like I say, they billionaires. They paying these guys all these top salaries, like they paying. They can sponsor a WNBA team, and then you get sponsorship and whatever that brings money. You know, for people to sponsor them and all that, and commercials draw money. So, you know, and they get tax write-off on things. So, you know, it's no excuse. It's really not. Like you said, the goal to keep our women, especially what's going on overseas in all these other countries, you know, you definitely don't want them to go over to Russia no more, you know, and then all these wars going on, you don't want them to go nowhere overseas. So let's do it. And we got so many young girls that's, you know, in college, like you say, that's stars, man, and that will draw people. That Caitlin Clark is something special. I had to grow to like her, you know, because she, you know, I had to, because she is she got a little edge about her, you know. And like I say, she was going against LSU, and I liked that. But then, like I say, she was doing her little signing other people's faces and LSU girl facing this and that. And so they wasn't saying that, and they were saying something when Angel Reese did that, you know. And like you said, that was a good point of how, you know, Caitlin stepped up for her. But I forgot about that. And so that was a good point. But, you know, beyond that, I had to, you know, just really appreciate that girl for her special gift, you know, and her talent. And really how she does play the game. But she does sometimes cry to me for fouls, you know, and she needs to know in that next level she ain't going to get them fouls. You a rookie. I don't care who you are. You a rookie. And they going to bang you, you know. Yeah, you can stretch the floor. You can logo and all that. That's cool. But definitely you're going to feel something when you come to that hole and stuff. So all that, you know, crying and all that to the ref, you're going to get a bad impression. You know, you don't want to do that. You know, but beyond that, the girl can play ball. As far as her overall game, she's a savant. I'm going to say a woman savant on the game, man. She really is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know, Ted, I think in my mind several times, if she was a man, she would get so many accolades and data girls and her bravado that she plays with, it would be titled Heart, Courage. You know, the media is funny how they look at a situation and put a negative connotation on the situation because it is a male or female athlete doing certain things. Let's take another call.
I'm sorry. I beg to differ as far as Kayden because she's getting all the accolades that they can be bestowed upon her. She definitely is. They celebrate her. They're giving her her flowers for sure. You know, because when they played outside in the outside arena, man, she filled that arena, man. I think it was over 40,000 people, I want to say. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. She gets her just due for sure. And she's going to be number one pick. You know, and just one more thing, she needs to get a little bit, once she get put on some weight, they put on a good weight diet and stuff, she put on some weight as men need to do, because she's 6'4 and got long arms, and she's going to be the truth. Okay, thank you.
All right, let's take another call. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1, you on the corner.
Man, can you believe it? Hey, man, sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
I've been away for a while, man. You know, had some things happen. Yeah, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? If
I've learned anything, Nas, it's the fact that life be lifing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you just got to take it as it comes and get it done. That's it. That's all. But what's going on? How have you been, bro?
I don't know, man. It looks like MLB is looking into me and Shohei Ohtani's gambling practices. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to duck the law for that one, brother.
Yeah, well, Lou broke to us earlier tonight that there have been bomb threats put on Shohei and a couple of other Dodger players. You know, so hey, man, that's a hot bet, both literally and figuratively. So you know,
that's why you need young people in your circle, man. Shohei out here doing bets with people who will break your legs when he could have just got a VPN and been doing bets all over his phone everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, you know that betting thing is getting very serious, man, because Bernie Bickerstaff Jr. said he has gotten threats, you know, about games, you know, from gamblers and stuff. You know, so, you know, people get serious about when they lose and stuff, man, and this and that, and they think you have something to do with it or what have you, and they bet big money on it and losing and stuff, and, you know, and wife about to divorce them and lose the house, and that, man, and it's getting serious, and like you say, this is a big thing. I didn't mention it earlier, but like you say, you know, that's going around now about the Ohtani. Did he have something to do with it, or did this guy have something to do with it? They change stories, you know, and so it's still under investigation. Like you say, it's very fishy. You know, because Taylor, when you came in talking about what can't Ohtani do this and that, I'm like, well, he can gamble too. You know, so
what like he can't he do, said, he can't pick parlays. Nah, that's what he can't do.
Like you right now, nah, I'm a fan.
He can't pick parlays, bro.
You said it, brother.
Oh man, y'all gonna stop doing
spending big bucks.
Oh, man. Wow. I want to see how they're going to sweep it under the rug, what they're going to do about it, you know? So, it ain't over.
Well, you know what? It's going to go right down the toilet like my bracket. That's what's going to happen. They're going to flush that joint because he is too much of a big star here in America. And we all know, when it comes to America, they love you when you're doing good, when you're doing something for them. And Ohtani is just, you know, He that man right now. You know, they say he's not going to pitch. He's not going to pitch this year. And now he's showing off with the bat. So, I don't know.
They can't do him because, remember, he's basically tied to the Japanese government. It ain't that the Dodgers just have a deal with him. You also have a deal with Japan. You're making all these games. Yeah. Like you saw yesterday, they're playing in Korea. You know, you got all kinds of obligations there with Ohtani, MLB, and Japan. So at the worst of this thing, it comes out, you say, hey, Ohtani liked to bet on basketball and football, but he never bet on baseball. You got to do the reverse Pete Rose. He never bet on baseball.
Yeah.
That's the only way you really see your way out of this. And to the bigger standpoint, players and coaches are going to have to understand this new gambling process is a part of sports now in America, the same way it is in England. So you're just better off not speaking on that stuff. I get where Bickerstaff is coming from, but, dude, they paying so many bills now for these leagues, and it's like a gold mine there that they just not going to leave behind. And brother,
bringing it up
ain't doing nothing good for anybody.
You right now, it's not going away. It's not at all. You know, and as far as Ohtani, they go, it's blamed on that dude, his trainer. He's gone. His interpreter, he's done. You know what I'm saying? It's all going to be cast on him. He's going to be, he might get thrown in jail. You know, like you say, the Japanese government is like the Chinese government. You know, they ain't playing. So, like you say, he's a national symbol for them, man. He's the government. He's protected by them, Jack. You know, so you know he will not be stained. You know, so
yeah. And all I can say is, listen, bro, you're making good money. You're making damn good money coming from where you come from to where you are now. And if you got a bet, I'm sure you got some buddies or somebody, man, you can tell them, hey, bet on this for me. Put this down on that or whatever, man. You don't have to touch it. You know, you can hide yourself at least three persons away from the actual bet. You know what I mean? You don't have to do nothing in your name or in the name of anybody that's close to you, you know? And
he has
pretty
to draw
sure
out the money. I'm sorry, he has to draw out the money.
Why you say that? No, he don't. No, he don't.
I think I bet.
He can go to, like I said, a representative for him, somebody he trusts with that money, because we know, like Nas just said, he betting big dollars. So, you know, somebody who's actually going to put that money back in his hands, and no one will be the wiser. No one will be the wiser,
But explain to me whether the person, okay, the third person or whatever, they're going to bet, but where they're going to get the money from? They got to get the money from him. And to get into his account, he has to have
straight cash, dog. No transfers.
Okay.
No cash here. Straight cash.
Okay, but how he going to get the cash to get it? He got to get it out of his bank. I know he's not walking around with $10,020. Go ahead.
You do a couple transactions. It's nothing for Ohtani to say, yeah, I'm going to go buy my wife a car today. So he go get some cash. He go buy a used car, and he take the other part of the cash and give it to his bag man. There's somebody in that clubhouse that'll handle that for him. It ain't no problem.
I dig, but you know he's under real tight scrutiny. So you know that, and you know as far as the American people would try to find anything like they did now. You know, I understand what you say. I'm just playing devil's advocate on it to show me how. You know, I understand. You know, you try to get this person
because he ain't do it the way Kale's saying to do it now. He under scrutiny because he was out there doing wire transfers and junk. This dude, he leaving a long trail of evidence.
Right. You leave a paper. You know, you leave a receipt for sure. But you know, like I said, whatever. However, he could have figured out a better way to not be exposed and have the controversy on him at all. You know, however it is, I don't know how to do it. You know, and I don't have money to bet, and I don't bet like that. So, and I don't not like that. I don't bet. You know, so I don't understand.
Hey, said, I can't enjoy the game unless I got $100K on it.
Wow. You just can't.
Who said that?
Brady.
Who said that? He said that?
No, he just joked.
Oh, you say that. I'm joking.
You a trip, dog. You good one.
But he has to use autonomy, man. He can't make a bet like that, you know, 10,000, you know. You can't do that, bro, you know, and leave that trail. That's a blatant smack in the face of baseball to jump out there and do something like that. And they not, we know anything about baseball. They're not going to take a blatant smack in the face. They're not. So,
hey, he need to be what you say, autonomy or tiny.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Kel, when you think about it, all the other owners who are mad at the Dodgers for this spending spree this offseason, this is how you get a Tom Brady deflategate situation where people were mad at the Patriots for some of the cheating that they know that they did, so they pressed on having an investigation. So we may see some MLB owner step up and talk about how much he want a better investigation or put some pressure on it. So, I mean, this story is just starting, man, and I guarantee you Pete Rose's phone is blowing up right now. Every radio station in the country is trying to get Pete Rose on for an interview.
And think about this, fellas. Think about this. Bill Belichick is considered one of the best coaches out there right now. He has no job. He has no job. So I believe that this deflate and all stuff is what's following and making people say, nah, I'm gonna stay away from him. That and the fact that he's an old school coach and everybody is really trying to get away from old school coaching. But I truly believe that cheating scandal with the Patriots is what's following that man around, you know?
I agree.
I don't know if that cheating scandal. I just think his last few seasons is following him around. But also, I was going to say something. Jesus, on the tip of my tongue. Jeez, go ahead. I'm sorry. I can't. It was
you need to check out that Patriots little special they had on Apple TV, man, where they get into not only the Deflategate scandal, but the scandal before that with recording people and all of that, where, you know, like, I mean, there's some stuff about Bill out there. Well, I can see that being a part of affecting why he don't have a job. Because, you can say he had two down seasons. He picked the wrong quarterback in Mac Jones. But, come on, resume for resume, he's the best coach of all time. And you telling me he couldn't get hired during that last cycle? Was some of those franchises needed somebody? Like, I don't know, man.
Also, you can pick the fact, like you say, people trying to go into a different, you know, era of football, you know, a different style of coaching and stuff. So, you know, and he's stuck in his ways. And like you say, how he treated Robert Kraft, like, you know, hey, you know, you ain't nobody, dude. I can disrespect you as we walk down the hall and stuff. So, you know, and Bill wanted to be in control. So that could be another factor that nobody is not going to give him control. Especially Dallas would not.
I do know for a fact a lot of the owners said this themselves, that Belichick wants control that they're not willing to release. They're not willing to give him all the control that he wants. So, but
which
again,
is fair.
It's their team. So, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. If I say all players wear white cleats on the third Sunday of every month that the season is going on, guess what? Players, coaches, everybody better have on white cleats or white tennis shoes. I'm the owner of this joint. That's what I said. That's what I want. And Belichick is we all remember Tom Coughlin. The league got sick of him with that setting the clock 15 minutes early and all the little things he was doing. And those grown men felt like, you know, we need a coach. We don't need somebody to socially train us. No, we need a coach. And that was the word, the mantra that went out about the man. After all that good coaching Tom Coughlin did and being the only coach who was successful versus Belichick in the big game, you would think he would get a job, you know, just like that. But nah.
And he didn't win until Strahan and Eli and the captains of that team made him back off some of that ridiculous stuff he was doing. And, you know, they got a better relationship after that. And Coughlin, you know, he had to admit he had to change his style a little bit. All that military stuff, like, dog, stop this, man. We're playing football, dog. Ain't nobody going to invade. we ain't invading the beaches of Normandy tomorrow, dog. Calm down. It's football.
Right. And you had a different era. You had pretty much a grown man, adults that was just playing. And it wasn't, you know, they had passed, been in the league for a minute, you know. A lot of them veterans. So, like you said, though, Tiny thing is not over with and stuff. But Pete Rose, that's what I was going to say. Pete Rose, they should put him in the Hall of Fame. Like you said, Marcus, he raising Sam Hill, but every talk show definitely want him. But I think it's time they need to put that man in the Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, that's Nas. That's Nas, Ted.
Nas, I'm sorry. Yeah. What did I say?
You said Marcus.
I'm sorry. Nas.
I think Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame. I think he should have been in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't proven that he was betting on himself or his team. He was betting on other teams, other games. And
Betted on his team, it was bet for them to win. I don't think it was ever for them to lose.
Yeah, that don't matter. That part don't matter. Which side you bet on. The scary part for them is you could kill the golden goose, because if people think the games are scripted or fixed or anything like that, then people completely lose interest in your sport and your sport dies. So that's why they punish people so much. Punishing people is basically like, we're going to show you how bad it could get. Even if you wanted the greatest to ever do it, this is what it could be, because you're putting everybody money at risk. And y'all right, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He proven it. He is who he is. But this is more a warning to everybody else. And if we get a scandal in the NBA or the NFL next year because of all the gambling now, they're going to do the same thing to that player. Y'all remember what they did to Calvin Ridley? They made him sit out a year for having his homeboy make a bet on the phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree.
You got to look at how, not necessarily just baseball or the sport itself, you got to look at how people view gamblers. You know, it's borderline degenerate to be a gambler, you know. Betting what you can't afford to bet and losing what you really can't afford to lose, and all the movies of how people got caught up with gambling and they ducking bookies and bookies breaking legs and all. It's a whole bunch of negativity that goes along with it. Now, today's betting is completely different than the betting back when Pete Rose was doing. It's completely different, but it still has that negative connotation over it to bet. You know what I mean? People are looking at you like, well, you're a manager of a team. You're making crazy dollars. Why do you feel the need to bet? Oh, he has a sickness. How can you manage a team and be sick at the same time? You know? And Otani hasn't gotten to that point yet, but we all know, give him a few days and that's going to come out. That's going to be the next thing that come out. Otani has to go to Gamblers Anonymous. It turns out he was more hooked on gambling than we thought. You know? So,
well, all this is just like alcohol prohibition. They couldn't stop it, mm-hmm. So the government took over, okay, and taxed it. Okay, just like now with marijuana. The government threw so many people in jail. You know, but now they done taxed it. A lot of states done got it. So now they finna work on federalizing it. But they're taking over because they see they can't stop it, and they trying to get their part of money. They finna tax it. It's $1 billion industry. You know, finna be $1 trillion.
Right. We're gonna have a lot of people who end up degenerate gamblers who got to call that 1-800 number. Because just how easy it's going to be able to be, like you can just pick up your phone at any time and make a bet. So we're going to have some people with problems. Then we're also going to have some people who rags the richest stories where they hit something big. And then you're going to have your normal people who work their job and, you know, on Friday when they're watching a certain game, hey, I'm going to put $20 on it. And, you know, it's no big deal. Same way somebody has a drink on the weekend. But they don't drink, right. You know, or they drink socially, but they don't drink during the work week, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to run the gambit. But, again, Europe done had this for, like, 30 years. So that's the best example to look to. Go look at England and all these people who've been betting on soccer matches for years and all of that stuff.
Exactly.
And, it's normal over there. We just getting our foot in it really now to where, you know, everybody's doing it. But, I can't imagine being on a college campus with the ability to bet on games on your phone. The college kids, that's the scariest one. Because, man, if they're going to take their beer money and make a couple $1,000s, they're going to take the risk because I know we would have in college.
Oh, yeah. College was the time in most lives that you were the brokest. So, like you said, if I didn't get with a couple of buddies and we all put up $20 equaling $100 and put that $100 on something to win, and we come out the winners in the end. You doggone straight.
But not all them kids is broke. You know, you got some upper echelon kids. Definitely that parents that are boosters and big money.
Ted, those are the ones you got to worry about. The upper
That's what I'm saying.
Campus.
Exactly. That's
Money
what I'm saying.
On the college campus, those are the ones that could have their father pull them out of school. Like, boy, you lost $50,000 first semester.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, Kel, you know, point out that we say as far as the black, you know, we have to struggle. Ooters and nooters will have you. But those white kids, like you said, they taking their parents. They got their own car, you know what I'm saying, and they ran it up. And the parents got to pay their bills. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you're exactly right. That's the ones you got to worry about. You got to worry about. But, you know, gambling's so crazy. Like you said, they put a warning out. You know, they make it just so easy for you to do. They promote it on every commercial, but yet they got the graphic, you know, call, like you said, the 1-800 if you this and that. But, yet you promoting it. Y'all is just so crazy and wicked, man. It's all about them big dollars and the money. And that's what it is. And like you say, it's so scary because it's always going to have that bad element, regardless of what. Like you say, you're getting threats, and you're still going to have bad bookies. You're going to have all that still, you know. But it's not just so broadcast because there's so many people can do it. It's legal now. but you got still bad elements, you know, and it's so freely to talk about. You got dude on ESPN talking about his bookie Fat Rob, you know, and how he be losing.
Man, you still got people talking about the World Series that was rigged by the mob. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So, the Black Sox, 1919 and 1920. You know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
What's the name? Albert, what's the name? My man, might not be Albert, but you know, I know his name. I can't think of it.
Rock,
help me
Rock,
out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nas.
So, I mean, you know,
Kale, you're right for bringing that up because baseball suffered a severe decline after that. Folks didn't trust the game, didn't know somebody was cheating. Think about the great Connie Hawkins as a basketball player out the East Coast who supposedly, you know, some of the old basketball stories say almost as good as Dr. J and some of those other guys. He got caught in some point scamming scandal, and he didn't get to play in the NBA he would have and had the career that he would have because of that, man. So the fixing thing, I swear, that's the thing that keeps Adam Silver and all these other commissioners and owners up at night, because that's the one thing that can kill the golden goose if people don't believe in your sport no more.
Yeah.
Perfectly said. Exactly right.
Perfectly said. Hey, listen. That's why the NFL, if they find out you had a fingernail involved, they suspend you for a year, bro. They suspend you for a year straight up. But and my thing is, let's be real, y'all. Let's be real. If you're making all of this money from the NFL, why do you feel the need to bet? You have to have a problem. It got to be something of that nature. You having a problem,
well,
a sickness, or something.
Well, some people just do it for the pleasure. Not necessarily had to be a problem. And if you can afford it, these people just do it because they can. Some of them could be bored, you know.
Or behavior puts yourself at risk like that, that
right,
means that you do got a problem. If you're willing to put an NFL salary on the table at risk in order to do this, like you got to. There's something wrong there.
But look at this. They make something. Okay, say I'm making $10 million a year. Okay.
Right.
And I made some investments and stuff, you know. And all that, and I got money growing, okay? And it's like, I play football, it's like, you know, I got women, you know, or a woman, whatever, you know, and it's like, I'm bored. I play the games and this and that, and it's like, hey, why not? Another way I feel I can increase my money, and what the hell? I got this money, and I'm getting paid every month. And it's like I say, it's nothing to them. You know,
In that situation where you find yourself bored, when your season is going on, you're not bored. But when it's no longer NFL season and it's NBA season, no one says that you can't bet on the NBA. You just can't bet.
Michael Jordan betted on everything. Michael Jordan betted on cards. He betted on golf. He betted on shooting. You know, if he was, you know, at a pickup game playing horse or somebody, he'd bet on the shot. You know what I'm saying? He just was gambling. That's what he did. You know, some people just.
Well, okay. How many times?
Fine, as long as
how
you
many
don't
stories?
Basketball.
Exactly. How many stories? I'm aware that Michael Jordan was an avid gambler. I'm aware of that. The man betted on Monopoly. So I'm aware of that, but we've never heard one story of Mike betting on a basketball game.
That ain't the topic we were saying. We was just talking about gambling,
period. You know what I mean? And stuff.
Right.
You know, so
we,
you know,
we're talking what
yeah,
you
but,
can
but we're talking about the risk, your ability to figure out the risk. If you want to bet
well,
on football as a basketball player, that's fine. But the moment you decide you're gonna bet on basketball and put your money at risk, that's saying that you got a problem that you couldn't hold off and do that. That's all he's saying.
It's like,
so what do you mean?
It's like when marijuana was illegal. Hold on, Ted. It's like when marijuana was illegal. How many times you and I in conversation have said, man, that Bama crazy. I wouldn't risk all that money over marijuana. And I'm not going to risk all my money over gambling. I'm not.
My question before you go on, what do y'all mean by losing money? Okay, I understand as far an NBA player betting on, I don't know if it's illegal for them to bet on NBA games, you know, but I know it's illegal to bet on, well, if it's illegal, so then no, I wouldn't bet on something that's illegal for me to bet on. Now that's stupid.
Let me put it in these terms, Ted. It's the same reason none of us on this phone decide we're gonna go to the border and bring back 30 of them packages. We know that could be very lucrative. We could make a lot of money doing that. But boy, the downside to that, it can go bad for you.
No, that's not lucrative. I did that, done that as far as that. That was stupid. And this is stupid for them if they know this is something illegal and it's something that they're watching, that the commissioner watches, and that you will get suspended or whatever fine you get. Just like you say, those guys that were
Pablo
football players, real quick.
Didn't move all them things
real quick.
They didn't make no money,
brother.
Huh? I didn't move them things because they didn't make no money now.
Exactly. Nah. You know, but I'm saying as far as the football players who knew that they when they bet on football that they was going to get, you know, in trouble. And now that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. You know, and as far as you have an addiction, those who can't afford something and just, like you say, will bet their house, will bet this, and no matter what, they keep losing, just got to go, and don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Well, they going to poorhouse. You know, that's considered an addiction. Also, you can have some, you know, people with big money have an addiction, but it's not really risk to them because they have the money, you know. But then some of them gamble, I say, for boredom. Some of them gamble for the excitement, you know. And it just, all those things, that's my opinion, you know.
Y'all hope your boy hit the Mega Million or the Powerball tomorrow so I can find out that side of it.
I used to shoot dice, you know what I'm saying? You know, back from high school and then in the Army, you know, so I used to shoot dice. But, you know, as I got older, man, I don't do those things no more, you know? I'm not interested to go to no casino like that, you know, none of that, you know.
We're just saying two different things. We're talking about if consequences don't matter as much to you, then you're talking about an addiction, something that's tough. There's all kind of people, all of us know, who can go to the casino with $100, and when that $100 is spent, they get up out of there. They going home. And we also know other people who go in there with $100, and by the time they get to hitting that ATM, boy, they sit down bad by the time the night over. So, you know, it's different.
Look at here. I went to MGM. I had $100 when I started. I sat at the poker table. I said, I'm losing money too fast here. I got up, went to blackjack, won $100 back, and left. That's all I wanted to do was leave with the money I came in there with. I ain't want to be like, man, I done paid a portion of their light bill or something in this junk, man. Nah.
Indeed.
Nah.
Now, Now, I would go. I haven't been to MGM yet, you know, but I will go. And like I say, my budget would be $100, you know what I'm saying? And once that's gone, that's it. And if I wear some, that's cool. Let's get out of here and stuff. And you know, of that nature, you know, as far. And that would be for entertainment, you know, something to do different, you know, what have you. And I did, when I went to Vegas, you know, I did. Well, I don't know what the heck I was playing. Did I play blackjack? I think it was a little bit of that and stuff, and really the slot thing, man. Because you know, like I said, I ain't trying to figure out too many numbers, and that's the time I killed. My back was a mess. I had the surgery, so you know I wasn't standing up. I was, you know, all that. So anyway, but my gambling days is over like that. But like I said, I will do some stuff at the MGM and stuff. You know,
like my grandma used to say, they ain't get them big buildings from people winning.
And I ain't trying to contribute $1 for one brick on the big buildings. I ain't doing it. No, sir. No, sir. Y'all get somebody else. I ain't going to be that dude. Because, you know, that I remember we used to play poker at my old job. One of my first real job, we used to play poker. And, man, I started feeling or seeing myself getting too into wanting to play poker. I mean, it got to the point where, you know, it was like, the hell with the job, let's play some poker today, you know. And then when the money run out, we was doing all type of savory things to get the money to continue just to play poker. So and that was like the extent of my addiction. And I said, you know what, I ain't messing with this. It was hard as hell, though, to walk past them.
Right.
Because every evening, them bammers, come on, y'all, and started a poker game. So I was like, man, nah, I ain't going to do it. And then at that time, the female that I was married to, she was nosy as a mug. So she found out I used to put my poker winnings in my glove box of my car. So every day she was checking the glove box, and it'd be an argument, and did you play today? And I got a lie, nah, I ain't play. And then I thought about it, man. You lying about playing, you got a problem, bro. You got to stop this. You got to cut this out. So, hey, I cut it out. Now, what I'm going to say, and the point I think Ted and Nas both was making, if you can afford it, and it's not, it's a loss, but it ain't really a loss to you. Yeah, they might have took me for $1,000 or $2,000 tonight, but I got millions in the bank. So I'm not really worried about that $1,000 or that $2,000 that I lost tonight. And I can actually walk out of there like, dang, I lost. But if I'm sitting there with nothing but that $1,000 and I lose that $1,000, I'm a madman. I'm a madman, dog. Hey, look at here. Nobody gonna want to be around me. Serious.
I got some breaking news though. As far as baseball. We got the Sox and the Kansas City Royals. They in the bottom of the ninth, 3-3, and Kansas City's up the bat, and they got a runners on first and third, and one out.
Okay. That's
And this is the weird way MLB doing it. So that's a spring training
game. Is it one out?
But the Dodgers game in Korea count as a regular season game.
Yeah, Matt, that series is counting as a regular season series. Not just that game, that whole series is counting. And I'm like, how are they doing that? But anyway, y'all, before we run out of time, I want to talk about these pro days, man, that have came up. Caleb Williams, I got to talk about Caleb Williams, man. And you know, it's sickening to me. I listened to Skip Bayless and Keyshawn, and they came up with all of these words and different points to shoot that man down and the enthusiasm that he gave fans watching. Keyshawn get into, oh, well, he's throwing to the air to receivers that he know. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Brock Purdy, every quarterback who's had a pro day is throwing to the receivers he knows. None of them had defensive linemen in front of them. Why, when Caleb comes out and does all this, you want to put the man down. You want to make every negative connotation that you can on how the man performed. And I've watched pro days for other quarterbacks this year, and I've seen guys underthrowing the ball, overthrowing the ball. Caleb hit something like 30 out of 32 targets. That's great quarterback play. I don't care who's in front of him or who's rushing him. And then Keyshawn wanted to bring up the, I believe it was Penn State, the Penn State game when Caleb had to go against that defense. And I'm like, okay, that's one game versus one team. The rest of the year, that young man showed out. Now, I will say a couple of times when the rubber actually met the road, yeah, he didn't look as crisp as you would want him to, but he's the number one pick for a reason, you know? And don't poo-poo and boo-boo on that man with comments that I've never heard stated on any rookie prospect quarterback. I've never heard them say those type of things about any rookie quarterback at all. And it was like, okay, this is the way that they're going to welcome him into the NFL. I see. And it's ridiculous. It's straight up ridiculous. I'm getting tired of these guys, you know, and I know Keyshawn played, which makes it even more disgusting to hear him say these type of things, you know, because you played the sport, bruh. You were out there at one time. You were putting your talent and your skill level on display. What if someone would have came out with those type of comments about you? You know, what if someone would have said, because I do recall when Keyshawn was coming out of school, there was a lot of negativity said about him. There was a lot of negativity put on this young man. What did he do? He came in the league and proved them all to be idiots. So I'm more of the mindset. I believe Chad, I believe Chicago is going to pick him, and I want to see the young man successful. I want to see him do good, not just because he's from this DC area, but because people are already coming out with a bunch of negative comments on what he's doing. Come on in here, Kirby. I hear you. Come on in. What say you about this?
Well, I had to run over there and see Brenda. You know who Brenda is. Yeah. She wants me to do a draft special with her and Steve there. around the 25th or 24th or something of April, you know, the draft coming up. But, you're perfectly right. Plus, remember this, on these pro days, they're throwing to wide receivers that they're not used to running. They don't have the timing down stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, they haven't really practiced with them much.
And to me, a pro day is nothing but a highly anticipated game of pitch and catch. Seriously. That's all it is.
Right. The receiver's gonna try to speed up to catch the ball, or he's gonna try to slow down to catch the ball or something, but they aren't running perfect routes, and they haven't practiced, you know, with each other and stuff. So you know, it's really not a something that I make a big deal about, you know.
It's not to a science. It's not to a science.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead, Nas. What were you saying, Nas?
Yeah, I was just saying, so basically, Keyshawn and all these other personalities, you got a show to do. You got to play TV, and that's the good thing about podcasts like yours, Kel, because on a podcast, we can kind of talk about these things or not talk about them and things that really important or that interesting. But if you're doing TV, okay, one side gotta be for, one side gotta be against.
Right.
So then they make the argument and make the show.
Mm.
But ultimately, none of it means anything. So Skip, get out there and say, oh, he looks amazing throwing that ball like that. That's the best I ever seen. And then Keith gotta come in, well, I don't know, man. It's more than anything, it's playing TV, man. And you're right.
Yeah.
It's not good TV.
Well, I'm going to say this, Nas. Normally, that's how it is. And if this episode would have been that way, I'd have said, okay. But you had Keyshawn and Skip hating on the man. Keyshawn and Skip both were saying things like, well, I don't see why he's the number one pick, and, to me, Daniels should be number one, or this one should be number one. I'm like, first of all, they don't even have, for real, they don't even have their college, I mean, their pro body. They still have a college body. And if you look at the quarterback prospects that are coming out, Caleb Williams is the most closest to a quarterback body right now at this point.
No. I beg to differ.
Okay,
You got Bo Nix.
I like that Michigan guy.
Michigan got big dude. You got Bo Nix is nice size. You got what's the other guy? Drake Mays, you know.
McCarthy, I think.
And they say Daniels done put on some weight, you know, so that'd be good for y'all. But I agree that, you know, as far as Caleb is in his college body and Daniels, but Daniels put on some weight. And you know Caleb go put on some weight. And Penix Jr., he decent size, but put on some weight.
You know what everyone that you just named has in common?
Mm-hmm.
None of them are projected as a number one pick. So
yes,
the reason he's projected at number one is more. I know I brought up the weight. I know that, but he's projected at number one because of what he does, not just his weight.
Right.
Now, once he actually puts that weight on, he won't be a mean somebody to deal with, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we gotta get him. We had to get rid of Justin, as you say, and that's our pick we're gonna get because he's very talented, man. He can throw that ball at angles like Patrick Mahomes and stuff. And so I really think he's gonna be really good. They already making some picks and surrounding him with some weapons, you know, and stuff and some defense. So watch out for us, man.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would be wrong with us trading down with Minnesota and picking up two more first round picks, and then picking up a 6-7 quarterback from Michigan who can look over the offensive line?
I don't see a thing wrong with it. I've always enjoyed huge quarterbacks. I've always enjoyed that. Number one, they're harder to bring down. Number two, even if they're in the grasp of the defense, you still have a chance of them making a play. So that was my only knock. That was my only knock on Sam Howell. Yeah. That was my only knock on Sam Howell. He was too short, and once that defense actually got a hold of him, the play was over, unless he fumbled the ball. Come on, Nas.
Yeah.
What was the point you was about to make, Nas?
Well, I was just going to say it's a reason why Skip is last in the ratings. And if him and Keyshawn was on there doing the same thing, that probably shows you why that show ain't successful. And ever since Shannon left his side, Skip been out there down bad because that sounds like a terrible way to do a show when you're both riding on the quarterback. But as far as the boy from Michigan, it's funny that we do this every year. Every year we decide, okay, this is the top-tier group of quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden before the draft, a couple quarterbacks just get pushed up the draft board. We just don't know. This guy is this guy is that. And, man, a couple of years later, we just act like that never happened. But we do this every year. So
right,
McCarthy,
yeah.
In that run-based offense in Michigan for Harbaugh, now we putting him. I don't think he's similar to Drake May and Caleb them. I think he is tier below. But the way, you know, this is how it go every year, draft season, man. They talk somebody up that board. So we don't see.
Can I make a comment about OBJ dating Kim Kardashian?
Oh, no.
Nah, man. Really?
That happened?
Yeah.
Oh, not OBJ.
Yeah,
not my guy.
Well, the thing is,
that's old
Kardashians,
news.
The Kardashians are like deer. They get a brand new rack every year.
That's true. Now I was going to ask this. Okay, I know, you know, I didn't hear the comment that Keyshawn and them was making and all that, but I know Keyshawn is from USC, so I would think that it would, you know, be a little bit more biased for Caleb Williams, if I'm saying it correctly, but then also, like you say, they got to keep it real. Also, maybe he upset of the season that they had. So you know of that too. But also, there is some soft spots in Caleb Williams. You know, they say he's a little soft in this and that, but definitely the NFL is going to toughen him up. But maybe he's just passionate. You know, he wants to win. You know, I can't say if crying. You know, make some soft and this and that. But then also, I could say he didn't have a great season this year.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
But he's very talented.
Right. All right, John, we up against it. Brother Nas, if you would, come in with the last word for me, Nas.
Yeah, man, hey, we got March Madness. Some people's brackets busted already. that's the way the game goes. I wish y'all would have talked to me yesterday. I would have gave y'all the advice for life on this. And it's just this, man. I am the greatest at picking the NCAA tournament. You know why? Because I go to work and I look at what the secretary is picking. You look what the lady in HR is picking, and you just copy their bracket. Don't watch games. Don't read articles. Don't try to learn stuff because we don't know what's going to happen. And that lady that picked teams by colors, she's going to beat you every time. That lady who picked teams by mascots, she's going to beat you every time because it's March Madness, dog. We ain't supposed to know everything. So just scribble down some stuff and hope you win, man. But, don't be in there doing crunching numbers and stuff with this tournament. It don't work like that. We done learned that too many years. That's all I'm saying, bro. And shout out to Kel for the show. Thanks for letting me on. It's good talking with y'all, man.
Hey, man, good talking with you, brother. Good talking with you. Good talking with everybody, man. I really appreciate you guys making this Thug It Out Thursday edition a Thug Out Thursday. Truly, truly, truly. Like Brother Nod said, we got plenty of basketball, both college and NBA. We didn't really get into NBA action, but we will definitely pick that up on Tuesday. I want everybody to have a safe weekend. Love your loved ones. I want to send a prayer out to my sister, Ted's wife. They're traveling today, and I'm praying for safe travels and safe returns as well. All right, family, you guys be good. Love someone, whether they love you or not. Love them anyway. Love that hate right on out of them. All right? This is your man, DMV Kale. Thanks for joining me. See you guys Tuesday, 5 p.m. All you got to do is...
to investigators. I'm a breath of fresh air and a fresh pair. till your face get blue, and then
one is in the two, two and in the three and in the four, then you gotta breathe. One is in the two and in the three and in the four, then you gotta breathe. One is in the two and in the three and in the four, then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta Jody can't breathe.